بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب ما يقال عند الميت وما يقوله من مات له ميت. This is a chapter on what is to be said in the presence of the person who has passed away, the mayyit, the deceased, and what to say to the relatives of the deceased. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh has brought a few ahadith in this chapter wherein the person ما يقال باب ما يقال عند الميت. When the person passes away, what dua, what should we express, what words should we say? And the family, what should the family be said? What to say to the relatives of the deceased? عن أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا حضرتم المريض أو الميت فقولوا خيرا فإن الملائكة يؤمنون على ما تقولون. Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that when you are present at the side of a sick person or a deceased person, then say good things, speak good words, because the angels say Ameen to whatever you are going to say. So it is important to say good words and make good du'as by the bedside of a person who is sick or the person who has just passed away. Then we are exhorted in this hadith to say good words and good du'as. قالت فلما مات أبو سلمة أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقلت يا رسول الله إن أبا سلمة قد مات. And she says that when Abu Salama, husband, passed away, and last week we did the hadith wherein Abu Salama رضي الله عنها passed away, and Nabi Kareem some taught her a du'a. Similar hadith is coming today also, and I explained last week about Abu Salama, Umm Salama, radiallahu anhuma. They were the first people to make the hijrah, or Abu Salama, and he was given that option whether to remain behind in Makkah with his family or to proceed with the hijrah, and he proceeded with the hijrah. On his demise, Rasulullah read Janaza Salah, he performed 9 takbirs on his Janaza Salah. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasul, have you forgotten? You made a mistake. He said, I made no mistake. I did not forget. Even if I made 1,000 takbirs, he was ahl of this. He was deserving of these extra takbirs. So he was a very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when he passed away, Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was his wife at that time, she came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she said, O Messenger of Allah, Abu Salama has passed on. قَالَ قُولِ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلَهُ وَأَعْقِبْنِي مِنْهُ عُقْبَى حَسَنَةً. So Rasul taught her dua, O Allah, forgive me and forgive him, and grant me a better replacement. فَقُلْتُ فَأَعْقَبَنِي اللَّهُ مَنْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لِي مِنْهُ مُحَمَّدًا صلى الله عليه وسلم. Umm Salama رضي الله عنها then says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me a better replacement than Abu Salama. She was very close to Abu Salama رضي الله تعالى عنها, that was the husband, she loved him, and she realized the benefits of this dua, that Allah replaced her then with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as her husband, and she became from the azwaj mutahharat, from the ummahatul mu'minin. رواه مسلم هكذا إذا حضرتم المريض أو الميت على الشك رواه أبو داود وغيره الميت بلا شك. So some of the narrations, it is mentioned when you are present by the sick person, or the sahabi, the narrator says, or Rasul said, by the dead person, the deceased. But in other riwayats, it is mentioned when you are present by the dead person, by the deceased person, then these are the words you should read. Or make good du'as, because the angels say Ameen to such a du'a. وَعَنْهَا رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا قَالَتْ سَمِعَتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ يَقُولُ مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ تُصِيبُهُ مُصِيبَةً فَيَقُولُ إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ اللهم أجرني في مصيبتي واخلف لي خيرا منها إلا أجره الله تعالى في مصيبته وأخلف له خيرا منها. قالت فلما توفي أبو سلمة قلت كما أمرني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخلف الله لي خيرا منه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. رواه مسلم. أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها says, I heard Rasulullah saying, when any person, any servant is afflicted with any calamity, ما من عبد تصيبه مصيبة, any servant is afflicted with a calamity, and then he says, إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. So whatever calamity befalls us, it is mentioned even when the light went off, the lantern went off, at that time, istarja'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So any calamity that befalls us, and of course a person who passes away, and we say that we belong to Allah, and to Allah is our return. O Allah, reward me for this calamity that has afflicted me. In other words, a person will now make sabr on this calamity that has afflicted him, and Allah must reward him on the sabr that he will make. And Allah grant me a better replacement. Except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then reward him, and Allah will grant him a better replacement. So she says, when Abu Salama passed away, I read the dua exactly how Rasul commanded me, and Allah replaced me then with a better replacement, and that is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, when a person passes away, you're losing somebody, so you make dua, Allah, substitute me. Especially a woman, she's lost her husband, she's got children to take care of, then she makes this dua. And of course, for that matter, anyone who loses any person in the family, then Allah brings a person who will be a replacement. Ulama have mentioned, you don't make this dua when your parents pass away, because there's no better replacement for your parents. Your parents are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. This dua you make when your wife passes away, your husband passes away, your children pass away, ustad passes away, your sheikh passes away, your friend passes away. But you don't make this dua for when your parents pass away. Allah tarqib wa astaghfiru dhaya jamek amal wa akhiru da'wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. 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 Subhanahu wa ta'ala.